Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
I'm back.
Yes, we did bring Jesse back. That was a weird, awkward pause, but
I know.
Yes.
I wasn't prepared for that. I thought you were going to continue talking. Sorry.
No, I was waiting for you to jump in.
Dude, I'm awkward. But you should know this.
Yes, but were you just waiting your turn?
I was waiting my turn.
Today, we're going to talk about some turn-based role-playing games because...
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, that's a segue, guys.
That was a really good segue.
Thank you.
Not planned.
Not planned at all. So, we are in the midst of summer, which is the time to settle down and start working on a long-term video game situation. Well, during if you have summers off, like many students do, you kind of get the chance just to sit down and work your way through a story.
Truth.
That's pretty much how I used to spend my summers, was by playing some turn-based role-playing games.
Me too.
And, you know, some bigger scope stories. Now I'm an adult working 5 days a week.
Boo.
And getting home exhausted.
Boo.
The most I want to do is, you know, some Bejeweled Blitz or something sometimes. Or some Dr. Mario.
Bejeweled.
Yeah. Some days it's just like that.
I go home and I play Tetris.
That's, you know what? That'd be so zen.
Actually, yeah, Tetris is pretty good.
Actually, Tetris sounds like a really good time. We're going to stop the show and we'll just play some Tetris for a while.
Okay, good.
Anyway, we're back. So, yeah, breaking out some turn-based role-playing games, and you were talking about one of the, Nintendo GameCube, I guess, was, no, it was on, first on the N64.
Yeah.
Tell me about this game, this mysterious game.
This mysterious game is Paper Mario 64, which defined, probably a year of my life.
Which... you know, makes sense because it is such a neat little game.
It's a really cool game. Yeah.
Well, it was like the first step away from having Mario just as pixels and putting him into sort of a craftier world.
Yeah. And there's, it's more solid story based, I found. There's,
yeah, that yeah. makes, well,
you'd well, from seen, up until then, anyway.
Well, we still had Mario RPG for the Super Nintendo.
That's true. And I never played it, but I never had an SNES.
It's well, I'm going to bring you back over so I can keep playing Mario RPG because I have it.
Yeah.
I didn't get very far into it yet. I'm very ashamed of myself
didn't
for that.
Didn't you play it when you were younger?
I did play it when I was younger, but that was when I was younger. That was a while ago. No.
Ah, boo.
I got pretty far into it, but I didn't get a chance to beat it.
Okay. Okay.
Mario RPG was made by the... Enix people? The people who did Final Fantasy.
This That's Enix, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they merged and became Square Enix. So this is before their merger. But from there, you do get Paper Mario. So tell me about the mechanics of Paper Mario.
Well, it is turn-based. Well, basically, it's been a long time since I've played it, but you start off in your little house.
Yeah.
And you have to, I don't know, the Goombas or something have come, and you have to figure out a couple puzzles. But basically, anytime any enemy comes near you, you flash to a different screen, and it is turn-based battle. So,
but yeah. In Mario format.
In Mario format, yeah. So you get that list of attack, items, run away sort of thing.
Special moves.
Yeah. And
what I remember the cool thing about this was if you timed your moves correctly, you can make them super effective.
Yes,
so if you jumped and pressed the A button at the right time, you could like super jump on a person.
Which took me forever to figure out.
And they carried that over from Mario RPG.
That seems to be common among those types of games now.
Yeah, which is neat because before you just kind of had an attack that had a chance of being extra effective.
Yeah, like Pokemon.
Like Pokemon.
Yeah.
But we still, you know, tap the button to try and make it
stronger. We do. It doesn't work, but we do.
Oh, but we tried. So, yeah, Paper Mario, how do you rate it?
Oh, that's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I love that game.
The only...
It gave me the feels, too.
Oh.
You wouldn't think Mario in the feels, but the feels.
See, that's, people love Mario to begin with, and if he can start tugging at heartstrings, he's just that much more effective.
It's so good. And Luigi in that game, too, it's just, it's a sad story.
And, well, there was a follow-up on the GameCube, which I do have, which is Thousand Year Door.
Yeah, which people rate better than the N64 one. I don't. I still like the N64 one. But that's, I think, nostalgia more than anything.
Yeah, that's totally legit.
Yeah.
And they did make that for the, they followed up for the 3DS and for the Wii.
Ugh.
Not so much.
No, I tried, because I loved it, right? So I got my hands on any Paper Mario sort of like game, and they're all bad. They're all just, they try so hard to be good, and
when you have a formula that seems to work, you want to keep replicating it to make it something sellable and marketable. Yeah. Doesn't always quite.
No, they kept trying to merge it with the old school Mario. It moved away from turn-based.
Ah, yeah. There it is. So when you want an RPG Mario, you shouldn't be switching away from the RPG Mario. You should be sticking with the RPG Mario.
Yes.
Not
yes,
the RPG Plus.
No.
So yeah, so excellent turn-based strategy game. If you love Mario, go and check it out. You can actually still find Thousand Year Door pretty easy.
Yeah. I think I saw that at PNP earlier this week, actually. I was browsing.
And rumor has it that they might be working on another one for the Switch?
Yes. So yes. I read that when I was trying to find the Luigi's Mansion release date, October 31st. And that's supposed to come out, I think, sometime next year.
We'll keep an eye on it then. Yeah. Maybe I'll pick it up because I'm already enjoying Mario Maker. Thank you, by the way.
You are welcome.
So what other turn-based strategy games do you lean toward when you have long times to commit to a game?
Oh, well, Pokemon's a given.
Pokemon's a given.
Yeah.
We love Pokemon on this show because, well, we all grew up with it, and it's a pretty straightforward game.
Yeah.
You collect them, and you fight them.
Yeah. And it's pretty, like, I mean, strategy-wise, it's pretty simple.
Like, in our house, we don't use the stat-lowering of moves. It's only attacks.
Exactly. Offense.
Only offense.
But I started playing Octopath Traveler.
Oh, how's that?
Yesterday. I played for about half an hour and then got frustrated with it and put it down.
My biggest complaint with that one is that it does not meld the other characters all that well.
Okay, there's too much dialogue. Way too much dialogue. It's not built into the gameplay. It's just because it pauses and then it gives you the story. And then even the, I don't know, wandering around, it's hard to figure out where you can wander.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it's really bizarre. Usually you have a clear path that you're supposed to follow, but everything blends in. And you can't, I just end up walking into walls half the time.
Yeah.
Which is my life. I don't need to do that in a game.
It's such a pretty looking game with such a cool battle mechanic and such good music, but there's something about the storytelling that's just so lacking.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people really, truly love this game.
Oh, the reviews are great.
But if you're in it for the story and for the characters to, you know, mingle.
Yeah.
I like my intertwined stories a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it doesn't do that, then what's the point?
Well, no. And the plot doesn't seem all that complex. It just follows standard fantasy
tropes.
Yeah. And the battle mechanic, or not even that, just when I started fighting,
mm-hmm.
at first I didn't think I could kill them because it took me so long to kill the first thing. And then finally I figured out, okay, well, but I like to have that status bar. Like, how much HP do they have left? Easier to strategize, I know, but.
Well, one of the neater things I like is if you can get, like, an item or a skill that will tell you that. Because sometimes if you want to up the difficulty like I sometimes do.
Show off.
Well, no. Well, yes, a little bit. But it's a neat little mechanic that you can add in if you can somehow read the villain status that way.
Can you, though, in that game?
I think there are ways that you can.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to retackle it myself. But it was the storytelling that just drove me right off on that one.
Well, and even I made it to, I guess it's the first boss of, who was I? It was the cleric.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent, literally before I came here, half an hour on one run through. Like one battle with this guy.
Oof.
And then I lost. So I put that down. But it was just too much. Too much. Too long. If I had an inkling as to how long, you know, I had until he died, then maybe I would have hung in there. But
so here's a quick little flash quiz for you. What do you think the first RPG game was? And how old was it?
Dun, 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 dun. I know you told me this. Something dragon, something, something.
No, actually. It was, the second part of Dragon. It's Dungeon. It was called Dungeon. It was made in 1975 by a university student who based it on Dungeons and Dragons.
Surprise, surprise.
So, yeah, we have Dungeons and Dragons to thank for everything that we play now that is turn-based, guys, and for all of the formulaic JRPG tropes out there.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, D&D.
Thanks, D&D. You served us well. So what can you think of any other turn-based games that you can get dive into and really get lost in?
See, the thing is, when I seem to get addicted to the turn-based games.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend a lot of time on the ones that I played.
They're good
times,
though.
So I don't have a lot
though.
Of, like, scope to them. I don't know a bunch of different ones. That's the thing.
I think you know more than you think you do.
Maybe. Can't really think much right now, though.
Like, I still always like to talk about Breath of Fire. And I'm going to be
never
so...
Never played that.
It is one of my favorites, just because, again, for that storytelling aspect of it. And it's just, you could spend a lot of time grinding, and it's just such a cool Super Nintendo game. I was so envious of my mom who was playing it. I'm like, can't I play it? No. But why not? It's too advanced for you.
Aw, mom.
So I ended up getting it eventually, getting it for the Game Boy Advance, and I know it's going to be coming up for the Switch with Breath of Fire 2 as well.
That's exciting.
It is exciting, so I can't wait for the Switch to finally get Super Nintendo games. Get on that, Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo.
Shame.
So much shame.
And it was, you get to turn into a dragon eventually.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
I want to be a dragon.
Cool. And you get to overthrow tyrants.
Cool.
And you get to hunt things, and you get to go fishing because it's a JRPG. Of course, it has to have a fishing minigame.
Oh, my God, I hate fishing.
Really?
Oh, in any game, I just suck at it. I can't time it properly. Ugh.
But it had that, so that was cool. I can't wait for it to come
out. What system did that come out on first?
That was initially for the Super Nintendo.
See, I missed out on that as a child.
I'm sorry.
I know, it's upsetting.
Maybe someday.
No, Megan, it's too late.
Too late?
It's too late, too far gone.
But one series that I always wanted to try was the Final Fantasy series. I want to know why people were so big into it.
Yeah, I don't get it, though.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
Did you ever do 10?
No.
No?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't really played. I've watched people play. I've seen the movies. Yeah, but I just never... I don't know. My lady was Zelda.
And Zelda was not quite RPG-ish, but RPG-ish enough.
Yeah.
You still got to level up with, like, health and items.
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't have your turn-based. Although, a turn-based Zelda game would be really awesome.
That would be really cool.
Oh, man, can you imagine the storytelling that could have?
They should remake one of the Game Boy Zeldas and have turn-based.
Or have, like, Crypt of the Necrodancer sort of style, but, you know, turn-based. That would be really, really cool.
Oh, God.
Just stay in here and, like, think of our fantasy games that don't exist.
Oh, man. Well, maybe if we put it out there, somebody will make it.
We're putting this thought out there. Make us a turn-based Zelda RPG game, please. Pixely.
Pixely.
Make me a pixely game.
Yes.
And, you had mentioned another game off the record earlier as well that was a neat turn-based game that I guess it could be RPG if you ever wanted to level up, depending on the route you're taking with it.
I don't remember, Megan.
The Tale? Undertale? I'm talking Undertale.
Oh!
I'm talking Undertale, Jesse.
It's like The Tale? I don't know. Yeah.
So there's Undertale, which you only have one character in this whole sort of turn-based situation. It's also a bullet hell situation, too.
I don't know what that means.
Bullet hell, where you have to dodge attacks. Have some hand-eye coordination going.
Oh, God, yeah. And but, that little box where yeah. it makes you, yeah.
Yeah.
Do things.
And Deltarune, which is the...
I still need to play.
It's so good. You yeah. actually do get a foolish party, three people to battle with you. It's cool. Still doing the same sort of bullet hell situation, but it's still... It follows more of the RPG tropes.
Oh, okay.
It is quite good.
Yeah. I still have to finish Undertale, though.
Get on that.
I know.
I made that like a whole 2-day mission in like last fall just to get it done because Deltarune had come out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then Deltarune doesn't take that long to play because it is just one chapter so far.
Is it only one chapter?
It's a long chapter, but it's only one chapter.
Are they making more or is it just this?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
Hopefully, yes.
Interesting.
He did label it just chapter one.
Well, that usually means more chapters.
That usually means more chapters.
Excellent.
Yeah, hopefully there's going to be more chapters of Deltarune to look forward to.
There should be. That franchise is huge.
I know. It's highly appreciated. Yeah. If not that, then I really want to see more of what Toby Fox is going to come out with.
Has he done anything else?
No, so far as I know. But we got to keep an eye out for it.
Yeah.
So if you got long hours to spend, then these are a bunch of really good RPGs to keep an eye open for. And I should point out that RPGs have had such an impact on video games that there is such a thing called RPG Maker, which has spawned its own bunch of cool video games.
I really like those games.
Yeah. Well, there's like The Witch's House, Ib, Yume Nikki.
The Crooked Man is really good.
The Crooked Man. Not quite turn-based, not quite fitting with today's theme, but
good.
And still within that RPG range of games. Speaking of games that can be made, I did mention that you got me Mario Maker 2.
Yes.
And it's also such a good game that y'all should pick up because it is so much fun.
For me,
this is super fun. If you're a Mario...
For others, it's infuriating.
Speaking of Mario, as at the beginning of this episode, I should have been talking more about Mario Maker because it is a good time. You're pretty much going around playing classic Mario-ish levels.
Mm-hmm.
So with Mario Maker, you are pretty much going through all these not quite normal Mario levels. You get everything from the first Mario Brothers all the way to Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And
did the first one do that? Or was it just...
It didn't go that far. It went all the way up to like Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, okay.
For the SNES. And you get to play through people's differently made levels. And some of them are way super hard and ridiculous.
Hilarious
and only like 15% clear rates, sometimes way less than that.
Wasn't there one that we saw on Saturday? It was really low. It was like 1 or 2%. Only the person that made it did it.
That's the whole point, is that if you make a level, you have to actually be able to beat it before you can release it to the world.
Which is pretty smart.
Yeah.
Or else
you're going to get a whole bunch of ridiculous
and angry nerds.
Yes. So there are a couple out there that have only like one or two people who've been able to beat this. And I tried one of them. It was ridiculous. I couldn't figure out the puzzle of it. Whoever made it is pure evil and should not be allowed to make games. But some of them are really, really fun and interesting homages to other video games. I ended up playing some that were based on Zelda scenarios.
Those were cool.
Yeah, so they had like a Kokiri Forest themed level and a Gerudo Desert themed level, mm-hmm. and they actually managed to recreate the songs.
Yeah, which is...
I haven't figured out how to make music in the game yet.
But you can make music. It's not just...
There's got to be some way, because these people managed it.
Huh. I thought they just stole it from a... I don't know.
No, like, there's no way to... These aren't pre-programmed songs.
Oh, I thought they were.
They used a lot of the notes and sounds from Mario Paint, which I love that they are taking elements from Mario Paint and doing this. It's pretty great. I played a Metroid-themed level that was a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
So you had to go all the way down to find the key, but you had to go through all these tunnels and backtrack, and you get to do the spinny thing by getting superstars and make your way back up to the mother brain that was just made out of, like, pound blocks. It was pretty great. Yeah, this is a pretty genius game to be releasing.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm having a lot of fun. I challenge anybody who has their Switch to go and pick up this game and try and get through some of these levels.
And then bring your friends and watch them watch you play the game. Because
I am so surprised at how many people get anxiety playing or watching Mario. Like, I don't get it. I don't get what the anxiety is about. But
that's because this is your niche. You're really good at these.
I'm really good at 2D platformers, yes. But to have three of my closest friends around me flinching every time I jump was just ridiculous.
It's stressful.
It's not for me. But I'm just busy laughing there like a maniac because you guys can't handle when I'm jumping as far as I possibly can.
Stressful.
Yeah, and you know what? Other games make me stressed out, but not this.
Hey, I wasn't as bad as Alice and David.
That's true. Alice has professed multiple times that they do not like playing Mario or watching people play Mario because him going over the pits just causes them so much anxiety.
Or when you get the fire spin and you're jumping over the...
Yeah. Like, and that's why I am pretty dang good at Mario. Pretty dang good at Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
And Yoshi.
Oh, I get it. Like, I understand why. Because I grew up on the, what was it, just Mario Brothers?
Yeah, like,
the
you
one
have
with the Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
And for those, once you know it, and you run through it quick, it's like a little high.
It really is.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Once you realize what kind of control you have, then you can start finessing. And I guess that's what other people have with 3D games that I haven't quite caught on with. Because... Oh, Alice does get pretty upset with me when I'm not, like, hitting things when I should be hitting things. I'm like, I don't know these controls. It's too new. I'm old. And Skyrim's hard.
Skyrim is hard.
Skyrim is... Oh, Skyrim. Oh, Skyrim.
It's okay, Megan. It's okay.
We can't
hurt you here.
We were looking at RPG games, and I guess it technically counts, and so does Fallout, but not really in the context we're talking about.
No.
But man, is it frustrating.
Yeah. I keep dying in a bar.
I keep glitching.
Oh, really?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's why Skyrim is just Skyrim.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. When did it come out? Wasn't it? It was a long time ago. 10 years?
Yeah, something like that. And they're only now working on a...
That's crazy.
On a new one. They've only shown us, like, a glimpse of the background and some of the music and nothing else.
That one will be all patched up nicely.
Ugh. After Fallout 76, I don't trust anything they're going to do now.
Yeah. I didn't even bother.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any playthroughs. I didn't know.
Oh, Skyrim.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh is right.
Okay, Megan, it's okay.
So, yeah, summertime is time for RPGs, guys. Go out there and find a game with a good story to immerse yourself in and just ignore everybody else. And
Paper Mario.
Paper Mario. We're telling you pretty much go to find Paper Mario.
Either of them. They're good. Thousand Year Door or 64. Other ones don't.
The other ones apparently avoid.
Yes.
Don't do.
No.
Just not a good time.
Not at all.
Or pick up Pokemon. I mean, we've got... You've got the Pikachu version of...
The Pikachu?
You got the Pikachu version of Pokemon Let's Go.
Yes.
So that's a thing that you can always check out, too.
That's fun. That's addictive.
Well, it's a whole big bag of nostalgia again because we're playing the pretty much Pokemon Yellow all over again.
Yeah.
Except with costume changes and 3D.
And no Safari Zone.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't get that far yet.
Well, I'm in the thing, and it says Safari Zone, but then it's a trade place? I know. I was really, maybe I'm missing it. I haven't really gotten, like, I just made it to the town and I was looking for the Savari Zone, but.
I'm in Lavender Town right now and.
Still?
Don't say, no.
Get moving.
I'm playing Mario Maker. Don't judge me. So. And I am so excited to check out the Final Fantasies when they finally start coming out. Like, I'm going to start picking up that Final Fantasy VII that people keep freaking out over.
Yeah. When is that out?
Yes.
Switch.
Yeah, Switch and PlayStation 4, I believe. So I got to check that out. When I don't, they haven't given a solid date on that, I believe.
Jerks.
I want them to make it good. Make it good. That's all I ask.
But also release it promptly.
Make it fast and make it good.
Yeah, that's all I ask.
That means that it's not going to be cheap, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of the trade-off is that if you want fast and good, it must be expensive. If you want expensive and good, then it will be not fast.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's the trade-off on that.
Boo.
Yeah. And I believe next week I should come back and tell you guys how Okage was, because Alice keeps telling me to play that, and I did finally buy it because it was like $2.50 on PlayStation 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have the booklet in the apartment. I'm not sure how we acquired the booklet, but we don't have the actual physical copy of the game.
It's a random thing to happen.
I'm pretty sure I know where we got it from, but that's a story for another day. And you know what? Just for kicks, someday we should check out a text-based adventure.
I don't know if I've ever gotten into one.
You know what? I have pretty good information on a few of them. So
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for some old nostalgic 70s and 80s style Woo! Text-based adventure.
When we weren't alive yet.
Shush. And, well, I'm sure some of them existed on DOS. We should try and find some DOS games.
DOS.
Yeah, we'll go skating with a Yeti.
We'll go deep.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody, go out and find some turn-based strategy games.
Paper Mario.
Octopath, very cool game to play. Not so great on the story.
Very cool looking, though.
Yeah, it is very.
It's a beautiful game. It's just not immersive for me.
Yeah. We'll work on that. We'll find a really good one someday.
Yes.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.
Bye.